There is word tonight that Democrats in Sacramento have put together a budget they think they can pass, and just in time.
The people expect us to get our work done, and we're going to do it.
Senate President Daryl Steinberg is optimistic. The budget plan cuts higher education, public safety, and courts. It also taxes online purchases and increases car registration fees. The Democrats use policymaking gimmicks to put in those new revenues without calling them taxes, so they don't need Republicans or a two-thirds majority. And because of a new state measure, lawmakers were in danger of forfeiting their paychecks if they don't pass a budget by June 15th, and that is tomorrow. Joining us now is Tim Kavanaugh, a writer and blogger for Reason.com. We may have a budget. Is that a good thing?
Not the budget that we have right now.
Okay.
We have a few more details on what's going to be in it. They've been the same things that have been bantered lately. You described a few of them. We're going to be paying a quarter cent more in local sales taxes. I've heard that described in one place as a reduction or a canceling a reduction.
So Republicans aren't going to like that.
Nobody's going to like it. We're going to be paying those taxes. But yeah, definitely Republicans are not going to be for it.
But what about the governor?
The governor has said that he has two things that he will say yes to. He will say yes to a budget that includes taxes that are approved in a voter referendum.
Which this would not be.
This would not be. Or he will approve an all-cuts budget. Now, they're calling this an all-cuts budget because they don't consider that quarter cent or the Amazon overstock tax, or there's a new fire fighting thing that will be assessed just on people in high fire risk areas. But I presume that money will go to the general fund because they're using it to make the deficit, to close the deficit. They've also had a few, windfalls. The state is actually collecting more taxes than it expected. We had another announcement of $408 million more coming in.
Okay, so a lot of numbers here, but think of this, voters. Lawmakers were not going to get paid after tomorrow if they didn't pass this budget, so the rush was really on to make this happen. What happens if it doesn't pass?
If it doesn't pass, then I don't think there's any finagling with the language. I think at that point, paychecks are supposed to stop. You know, as we have found out in the past, the controller Chung has a lot of ways of, you know, of dealing with that, saying he can't update the system or something like that. We'll see what happens when that happens.
Do you think it's going to pass?
It could well pass. It's not clear that the governor will approve it, and I think that will get around the paycheck issue. That if they pass it, there's then 12 days for the governor to review it before he signs or vetoes it. He can always send it back to them, and they can say, "Well, we did pass something, so you can't cut our pay. Now we go back to the drawing board."
Okay, so it's really up in the air right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it could pass. I mean, certainly the Democrats seem optimistic about it. All of the places that you typically see in the media speaking for the Democrats, which is almost all the media in California, everybody seems to know how to describe it in a way that makes it seem like they have an agreed upon budget.
Now, there's this extension of taxes that was supposed to go before voters. Is that still going to happen?
Well, that's unclear too, because it's not clear what the governor's going to do. He's been the hawk on that. To his credit, to some extent, he has been saying, "I'm not going to go back on that. We need to put it before voters." Mm-hmm. There are issues. They don't want a heavy turnout election because then the thing will fail.
Right.
The voters won't approve new taxes, so they might want to get it in September in a special election, which is something that should bother everybody. I voted three times in 2010. And I'm not sure we need to be going out all this time.
Well, the governor said he'd put it before voters. You know,
sure.
So much to talk about, the specifics, and a very big day tomorrow. So, Tim Kavanaugh, we're going to let you go now. We'll talk about it again tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks much. Carlos?